can I prove to you that God exists? Probably not. If you don't actually believe that God exists, then perhaps even if I give you evidence for his existence, you still may not be satisfied. Now, I myself am not a scientist, and I'm not a philosopher either, but I am a Christian, and I am here today not to give you a list of evidence for God's existence, but to get you to think a little bit about the Christian perspective on knowing God. So some of you might have come from different countries or different religious backgrounds, or maybe you've come because you're curious about the Christian ideas about God, or about the world and about human life. So firstly, I actually want to thank you for coming, and I pray that your stay here with us will actually be fruitful and worthwhile. So often in our busy lives, there just seems to be no time to even stop and think about why we're here. We're far too busy just studying, working, finding work, cooking, cleaning, having fun, and sleeping. But the question is, why do we work? Why do we play? Why do we eat, drink, sleep, and interact with one another? Now, ultimately, we live our lives trying to find some kind of little bit of significance, something to give our lives meaning and purpose. And perhaps as university students, maybe you're studying because you are searching for something that will make your life meaningful, something to shape your identity. But today I want to take a step back and ask the question, why are we here? Because if you can answer that question, then that could change the way that you view your entire life. So today I want to invite you into a Christian view of the world, a view of the world that starts with knowing God. Because if we can understand a little bit about God, then we can understand much more about why we are here. So I'm just going to take us through two different points today. So the first one will be that God communicates through the masterpiece of creation. And secondly, God relates to us through Jesus Christ. So firstly, the first passage in your handouts today is written by a man who believed in God. And he starts off with this statement about God. You can follow this in your little zines. You should have the passage right there. So he says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world." So the author of this psalm, or this poem, is saying that we can know God because the world itself speaks about him. His fingerprints are all over the world, and they are shouting at us, saying, "God is here." The heavens are there as a sign, a mark of God's existence. Though the universe itself does not have a mouth, and even though it can't actually speak, it actually teaches us something about our Creator. It is telling us about God's glory. So with our eyes, we perceive that God is there and that he is glorious, because we can see the work of his hands. With our ears, we hear creation itself speak of God's glory without words. God is communicating with us through his creation. So when you see a magnificent sculpture or a painting, you might acknowledge its beauty, but you don't stop there, do you? You might stop and ask, or just think to yourself and say, "Wow, this whoever actually painted this or sculpted this must be really amazing." The beauty of the sculpture or the painting is a testimony to the glory of the artist. The artist might not be able to speak to you with words, but they have communicated their skill through their art. Art is communication. And the amazing artwork of creation is also God's way of communicating to us. He is trying to tell us something. Creation itself is the masterpiece of God. If you just look up at the sky, the clouds, the sun, the moon, the stars, the ocean, the seas, the trees, the birds of the sky, the fish of the sea, the beasts, the animals that crawl along the fields, and we humans who walk on this earth. God's fingerprints are everywhere you look. Now, in more recent times, humans have discovered things in this earth that have been here for thousands and thousands of years, and we are still discovering new things about this world. Take DNA, for example. All living things have DNA, but we have only discovered it more recently. And the amount of information inside DNA is just incredible. It's immeasurable, basically. Now, there are also stars in the sky that look tiny in our eyes, but are actually so massive that we can still see their light from thousands of light years away. So the VY Canis Majoris, it's a bit of a strange name, but it's the largest of all the stars that we know. And it's about 1,540 times larger than our sun. I think that is pretty impressive. Now, all you have to do is perhaps watch the Discovery Channel or something like National Geographic to see how amazing this world is. There are deep sea creatures that can survive crazy temperatures and pressure below the sea, places where you and I can't even explore. For example, the fangtooth fish, which is the one on the left, that lives between 2,000 and 5,000 meters below the sea. Now, this thing looks pretty ugly, I think. And yet it was designed in such a way that it could survive such crazy conditions under the ocean. There is also the vampire squid, which can live below 3,000 meters below sea level. And this thing has huge eyes that actually help it to move around and navigate in the darkness of the deep sea. And it can survive with very, very low oxygen levels. There is also this beetle here called the bombardier beetle. I know that's also a strange name. But basically, this beetle has two separate chambers inside of itself. And they contain two different kinds of chemicals. Now, if these chemicals were to mix inside its body, they would explode. But they're not. They're separated in its body. But it can actually shoot these two chemicals out of itself and make an explosion outside of itself. And I think it can reach up to about 100 degrees Celsius and just go pfft and scare off animals and harm them a little bit. But and I think that's pretty awesome as well. Now, there are a million other things in this world that we could name and discover. But all of these things, in all their uniqueness, all of them are there to declare the glory of God, to show us that there is an amazing artist behind the great masterpiece of creation. Now, but even if God has revealed himself to us in his creation, the question is, do we even want to know who he is? Do we want to know the artist behind the masterpiece of creation? The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1 that even though God has shown himself to us in his amazing creation, we decided that we did not want to know him. We thought that it's actually better to live life away from God. And even though the creation shows us very clearly, even though creation shouts at us and shows us God's glory, and even though it should have been so obvious to us that God is there, we decided to ignore him and to live as if he never even existed. Is it possible for a sculptor to say to the artist, "I don't need you"? Without the artist, there would be no sculpture. And yet we have actually said to God, I don't need you. And without God, there would be no life. So now we have a huge problem. Because if we do reject God, then we reject life itself. And death is the only result for rejecting the one who gave us life. But then you might ask, what if we do want to know God? How can we actually know him when we can't see him, hear him, or even touch him? How can we relate to God when he seems so distant, so far away from us? And that brings me to my next point, that God relates to us through Jesus Christ. So the second passage that's in your zines tells us some pretty amazing things about Jesus. Verse 15 tells us that Jesus is the Son of God and that he is the very image of the invisible God. So it's true, we can't see God because he is invisible. But when Jesus walked this earth, he made God visible, hearable, and touchable. When people look at my dad, they tell me, dude, you look so much like your dad. You see these tiny eyes of mine? They belong to my dad. I'm wearing glasses because my dad is short-sighted, and so I inherited those genes as well. These glasses are not just for decoration. I would not be wearing glasses if I weren't short-sighted. Have you ever heard the phrase, he's the spitting image of his father? Well, this passage does say, basically, that Jesus is the spitting image of his father. God might be invisible to us, but Jesus shows us exactly what God is like. He made it super obvious to us that God is there and that he wants to be close to us. So if you're asking how God has shown himself to us, the simple answer is that his very own son became a man so that he could reveal himself to us, breathe the same air that we breathe, eat the same food that we eat, suffer the same things that we suffer, go through the same kinds of trials that we do, speak with us and interact with us. We couldn't see God, hear him, or touch him, but Jesus made it possible for us to do so. We are told that Jesus is God himself. He had no beginning, no end. He is the creator of all things, and without Jesus, everything in life would just fall apart. So he is the artist behind the masterpiece of creation. And that is why it is even more amazing that he wants to relate to us and that he loves us so much that he would even step into his own creation and become like one of us. So how do you know that someone loves you anyway? How do you know that your parents love you? How do you know that your boyfriend or girlfriend or wife or husband loves you? If they just say, I love you, but don't do anything about that, you might not be so convinced. Now, every great love story has some great act of sacrifice. My wife, Shirley, really loves Korean dramas because they often have really great love stories, even though they are pretty much always quite predictable. A girl loses her sight and a guy gives up his own vision, his eyes, so that she can see. A girl runs onto the road without looking and is almost hit by a car, and a guy pushes her out of the way and gets hit himself and then loses his memory. A girl sacrifices her career so that she can pursue life with a guy that she loves. Or a mother sacrifices her life for her child and ends up burning in a fire. And you know that your parents love you because they sacrifice years of their lives to raise you. We all know that the most touching love stories are the ones that involve great sacrifice. Now let me tell you another story. And this is not from a Korean drama or a Hollywood movie. There was a man who got married to a woman, but over the years, her love grew cold. She started to wonder if life with another man could be more exciting, and so she started to search. She ended up with one guy after another, and her husband broke down in tears every time she left him for another man. And he wondered why she would leave him when she had everything she could ever want. A nice house, adorable kids, great food, nice clothing, and a husband that would protect her no matter what and love her unconditionally. But for her, life was just not exciting enough. But the other men that she chased after ended up treating her badly, breaking her heart, and abusing her. Every time she fell, it was her husband who brought her back to her senses. Yet she kept going after other men. The time came when she had nothing left, and she was far too beaten up and broken-hearted and so weak that she could barely even walk. But finally, when she came to her senses, she dragged herself back to her husband. And without even blaming her for all the wrong that she had done to him, he welcomed her back with open arms and cried tears of joy at her return. That is exactly the insane kind of love that God has shown us through Jesus Christ. Even though we rejected him and chased after everything but him, he continued to pursue us to the point that he would even suffer tremendous pain and even die for our sake. Even though we destroyed our relationship with him by ignoring him and chasing after other things, he brought us back to himself through a great act of sacrifice. So how can we know God? We know him through his great act of love through Jesus Christ. You see, the problem is not that we can't know God. The problem is that we don't want to know God. The problem is that we push God away because we think that life with God is just boring. But he is the artist behind this great masterpiece of creation. He is the one who created all the beautiful things of this world, and all the great joys of life come from him. So to push him away is really to push away the greatest joy that you could ever find. When we seek other things, we are only going to ruin ourselves because those other things will never give us real life. But when you realize that all those other things are empty without God, then hopefully one day you too will be able to come to understand the great love that God has for you. So every year around this time, Christians celebrate Easter. Easter is when we celebrate what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. It's the event 2,000 years ago that changed the whole course of history, because through Jesus, the invisible God made himself visible and came to bring the world back to himself. Easter is a reminder that God is not far away or distant from us, but that he is near us. And we can relate with him because he came to relate with us. Now, I can't prove to you that God exists, but I can only point you to the fingerprints that God has left in his creation, his masterpiece. But the main thing I want to point you to is that he didn't just leave us with those fingerprints, but also gave us his son, the very image of himself, so that we can truly relate with him. Do you want to know God? I sure hope you do, because it is only in knowing God that you can find true life. And it's only through knowing Jesus that we truly know God. Please pray with me. Lord God, we thank you so much that you have given us so much to be thankful for. You are the artist behind the masterpiece of creation, and you have revealed yourself through the creation, yet you have also given us your own Son, who is your very image. We thank you that we can relate to you because of that. We thank you that you chose to relate to us and even die such a horrible death for our sake. We thank you for that great act of sacrifice and that great act of love that you have shown to us. And we ask that we might have open hearts to you so that we can really know you as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.